Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chof Beis, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Abba Umana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chai Marim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyo Zeb ben Brindle, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rifka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rifka bas Esther, Sara Sheinzel bas Yittel, Eliyo ben Silla, Hene Perel bas Yecheved, Rufal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram Benish ben Yechiel, Yehuda HaKoyen. So the last two dafin began with classic stories. Daf Chaf, really the bottom of Daf Yotes Amid Beis, began with the story of Nakdimon ben Gurion. Daf Chaf Aleph began with the story of Ilfen, Rabbi Yochanan, the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Today's daf, Daf Chav Beis, also begins with a classic story, the story of Abba Umana. Zok de Gemara, Abba Umana, Abba, the doctor, which in the times of Chazal meant that his primary modality was that he would be a bloodletter. Hava Asi Le Shlomo Mim Misifta Derekia Kol Yom. Every single day they would come from Shemayim and they would give him Shalom Aleichem. Ula Abaya Kol Yom Ed Shabta. Abaya, the great Abaya, he too merited that they would give him Shalom Aleichem. He, however, didn't have the schus for it to happen every day, but rather every Erev Shabbos. L'Rava called Maile Yom de Kippuri. Rava was like to it every Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Ava kachol shadayte de Abaya. Abaya at chalish sadas, mishom da Abba Umana. Abba Umana, the doctor, he gets this Shalom Aleichem, this gris every single day. Me, Abaya, I only get it Erev Shabbos. So he was telling his Talmidim the way he felt. Omrulay, they told him, Le'matzis le'me'evet ke'uvde. Abaya, I'm telling you, you can't do what he does. He is such a Baal Maisa, and it's for that reason he has this chos. So the Gemara says, okay, my Hava Uvde, the Abu Manu, what was so special about what he did? Says the Gemara, Chiyava Ovid Milsa, when people would come to his profession, meaning he was a doctor, Hava Machas Gavri Luchot V'Nashu Luchot. So his waiting room had a section for men and a section for women. V'Isle Lavusha, and he had a beged, the Isbe Karna, that had some sort of tube in it, the Havas Bezia Ki Kusilta. The point is that he had a beged that if the patient was wearing it, it would allow him to operate on the patient in a very, very tsnius dig way. In a way where he wouldn't have to see anything that he didn't feel he should see. Ki Havas Asile Itza, when a woman would come have a malbishla, he would tell the woman to put on this beged. Geicha Delay Nesakabas, like this, he shouldn't have to see her. V'isle Duchta Ditsniyat, not just that, he had a private area, the Shadebe Pshita Deshakal, where people would put the money that he took, meaning you pay your copay or whatever your costs were when you're coming to see Abu Umana. So there was this private sneeze thing, a place where you can give the money. The Islay, someone that was able to afford it, Shadabe, he would put money inside. The Lesley, someone that couldn't afford it, like this, he didn't have to be embarrassed. He didn't have to say that I can't afford to pay for these services. If a Talmud Chacham or a Tzur B'mei Rabbanon, a Yeshiva Bachar, like Rashi says on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, Agri Minei Loi Shakel, he wouldn't take any money from him. Ubasa Dekai, Yov Loi Pshite. Not just that, he would, in addition to providing medical gear, he would actually give the Tzur B'mei Rabbanon a few dollars, and he would tell him, Zil Bri Nafshecha, go take care of yourself. The reason is because, again, what did Abba Umana literally do? He was a bloodletter. Now, after a person gives blood, this is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chavtes, it's very important that you eat and you have to eat meat, and he wanted to make sure that Tzur Rabbanon was going to have the money that he needed for him to be able to take care of himself, so he would even give him a few dollars. Yoy Machad, the Gemara says, Shader Abaya Zugid Rabbanon Lemivdegay. So this is what they told Abaya. They told Abaya, you want to know Abu Umana? This is not something that even you could do. He's just an incredible, incredible chassid, and the things that he does are not shaykh. So Abaya said, I want to see for myself if this is really the way he is. So he sent a Zugid Rabbanon. He sent two Rabbanon to go find out. The Gemara says, they come to Abu Umana, Ichsvine. He gave them covet, Vachline. He gave them to eat, Vashkinu. He gave them to drink, Umachlu Bestarki. And not just that, he gave them nice cushions and blankets and pillows, balayla, for them to be able to sleep on the tzafra in the morning. So these two, Zugim Rabbanon, again, this is all part of them preving. They're testing Abba Umana. They want to see who he really is, Karchinu. They quickly folded it. V'shaklinu, and they took it. V'kamu v'nafgalu l'shuk. They went out into the shuk. The Gemara says, v'ashkachinu. So they're in the shuk. They're walking around with Abu Umana's linen. And they bump into Abu Umana. Amalai. So they went to Abu Umana. And again, they knew this. L'shaymei mar heichi shavu. Tell me, sir, would you have any idea how much I should pay for this? Like, how much is it worth? Amalei, so he told him, Hachi v'ach, this is what it's worth. Amalei, so they told him, V'dilma shavutvei, how do you know? Maybe it's worth more. So Amalehu, so Abu Manu told him, B'hachi shaklinu, I know what I paid for it. And as a result, I can tell you, this is what it is. Amalei, so they told him, we have to confess, Didach niu, this is really yours. V'shaklinu minach, and we took it from you. And we, the reason we did it was because we were testing you. Amalei, so then they told Abu Manu, tell me, B'matusa minach, B'maychash t'tinon, when we did this, you obviously notice. So what were you assuming? Amalei, I'm in opinion shvuyim iklulu rabbanan. I assumed the rabbanan must have a opinion shvuyim situation. They're embarrassed to tell me, and as a result, this is what they have to do. But I was never choshed, not for a second, that you actually wanted to steal it. Amalei, they told him, hashtin iklinu mar. Okay, fine. I appreciate it. Very, very nice. You clearly passed the test. But at the same time, you know, could you take back your linen? Amalei, he told him, ahu shaita aschinu midatoy litztaka. I so believe that you wanted it for pinyan shvuyim that in my mind I already gave it for tzedakah, and once I have a gemira stasa, I'm going to give it for tzedakah. At that point, I can't take it back anymore, and as a result, I can't take it. So the Gemara says, Abaye had chalish zadas from Abu Mana. Every single day, Abu Mana gets a shalom aleichem. Abaye didn't. They told Abaye, believe it or not, what Abu Manu does is not shayich. In fact, loy matzis lemeevid ko'uvde. The Gemara just told a story about the incredible actions of Abu Mana. But the Gemara says, Abaya, at the very least, was Oicha, that every Erev Shabbos they would give him Shalom Aleichem. Rava only got it every Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, Avakachol Shadayit Edir Rava. Rava also had Chalish Sadas. Mishum da Abaya, Amrule, they told him, B'stayich dekom magnes akula kraga. They told Rava, it's true, you don't have the schos that they come to you every single Erev Shabbos, but at the same time, mistayich, it should be maspik for you, it should be okay, knowing that the whole city where you live, presumably Mechuza, but your whole city, it's all adank, it's all as a result of your schosim. Chasam Sofer, in a few different places, brings this Gemara, and he says, what's the pshat? Well, what was the nechama? They told Rava, you're not zoich to get shalom aleichem every Erev Shabbos. However, it's in your schos that the whole city is standing. And Mamon of Shach, if Rava had such schosim that the whole city should be standing, that he should have gotten the shalom aleichem every Erev Shabbos. The Gemara is a little bit sasum. And the Chasam Sofer in Etlecha Platzer, in many, many different places, says, the reason is because Rava had exhausted his schosim to be able to protect the city, and as a result, he taki didn't have the schos to get the shalom aleichem. It was a gather of katointi mikala chasadim and mikala emes. So Rava, Mesiris Nefesh, uses his schosim to protect his kehila, to protect the people around him, and as a result, Rava didn't have the schos for him to get the shalom aleichem. And the Chasam Sofer said that Rava was a Rosh Hashiva, he was the Rosh of a city, and that's why Rava was in a position where his schosim weren't his own. They weren't personal, and they were being used for the people around him. Abaye wasn't in that same position, and as a result, for Abaye, he was able to use his egen schosim for something personal, and that is for him to be able to get a shalom aleichem every Erev Shabbos. But just two short ha'aras as relates to this Gemara before we go on to the next classic, and that is, the Gemara says that Abaye had chalish sadas from Abba Umana. Amrulei, they told Abaye, Matzis lemevet ku'uvde. Says, you can't do what he's doing, and as a result, you shouldn't have chalich sadas. And it's a little bit sauce. Abaye couldn't do what Abba Umana did. I mean, it's not great what Abba Umana did, but Abaye is Abaye. Abaye is synonymous with Shas. Abaye is the Abaye v'Rava. So what does it mean Abaye couldn't do it? So lulei de mistafina. Maybe, the Gemara says in Masechtis Sukkah, daf nun beiz amir aleph. The Gemara tells a story with Abaye. Shami lahu gavra, the kamalahi itza. He heard a man tell a woman, "Naktim v'nezel b'urcha." Let's go together. I'm traveling in this direction. You're traveling in that direction. Let's go together. Omar, so Abaye heard that. He got worried. He was afraid that maybe this, there was an averu was going to happen. He said, "Ezel afreshinu miyisuru. Let me go and be mafresh them miyis." Also, basrayu klasa parsi back. He followed them three parsois in a swamp. He havi parshim yadadi. When they were ready to part ways, shaminu de ka'amrin. He overheard them say, "Urchin rechika." We're both traveling a very long way. Betzafsam besimu. And really, you know, this was very pleasant company. But at the same time, I have to go my way. You have to go your way. So this man and woman are traveling together. Abaye was very afraid that they were going to do an aveira. So he's following them as a shomer. And they didn't do an aveira. Omer Abaye. So Abaye remarkably commented. He said, "Iman desona li hava lehavi matzil u'ukmi nafshi." If this was me, I could not have been miskabra on this Yetzirah. And the Gemara says, "Azal tala nafshe be'ibur d'dasha. He went and he suspended himself by a door, umitztai, and he was an incredible tzar. And just like when Ilfa did this, who came? Who came to console Ilfa? Asa hu saba. Eliyahu Hanavi, ahu saba came, tana le, and he told Abaya, he said, don't feel bad. Because kol agadol mechaveroi, yitzrei gadol heimano. But the point is, you see from the Gemara Masechta Sugat Afnun Beis that Abaye was made on himself, that he didn't think he would have been able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And this was something that it seems Abaye had done b'derech pirsum. He went and he was mitzayir nafshi until Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Gilad, he had to come. He had to be Menachem, he had to be Mechazak Abaye. Amrule, they told Abaye, I'm telling you, Le'matzis Le'mevet Kuv, that you can't do what he did. You know why I know? Because you said it yourself. In Sugat Afnun Beis Amin Aleph, maybe this Gemara, Lule de Mistafin, is a little bit of Tzurshtel to this Gemara right here. That's the first. The second order is the Gemara said that Rava also had Chalish Sadas. Rava had Chalish Sadas from Abaya. Amrle, they told him, Mistayech, the Kamagnas Akula Karaka. You are protecting the entire city. So just one hergish, and that is you find this idea that a tzaddik has the ability to protect not just him, but really his entire city. And we saw it in yesterday's daf. We saw it on Daf Chafal from the base, where the Gemara says that in Surah there was a dever, but it didn't affect the neighborhood of Rav. In Dreikart, there was a dleika, there was a fire, it didn't affect the neighborhood of Rav Huna. And it's based on this concept that a tzaddik has the ability to protect and to be shomer, not only for himself, but really for the area around him. This week's parasha, you find that there was supposed to be a hunger for, there were the seven fat years, and afterwards there was supposed to be seven hunger years. Lamaisa, the hunger only lasted 2 years. And Rashi, Chazal say that the reason it only lasted 2 years, because as soon as Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, at that point the hunger had stopped. Why? Because Yaakov made a roshim. He was able to make a roshim on the people around him. Rabbi Bienenfeld shared with me a beautiful word in the name of his Zayda. Rabbi Bienenfeld Zayda, whose name was also Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld, he was a rav in New York City at the turn of the 20th century. He's also of Coca-Cola fame in our Chabura. So he had a beautiful diak. If you look in the beginning of Parshas Miketz by the dreams. So Paroi has two dreams. The first dream is Vihine Mina Yaar Oiloi Sheva Parois Yfois Mara Ubriois Basar Vatirena Ba'ach Vihine Sheva Paros Acheris Oilos Achreim, and he's all confused about what this means. It says the Pasik Vatechalna Ha Parois Rois Hamara, the Parois Rois Hamara, the Parois that were the weaker Parois, Vedakois Abasar, and the thinner a Sheva Ha Parois. So the parois ra'ois ate the parois that were yefois mara. So Rabbi Bienenfeld Zayda was medayik that the pasuk says vateichalna haparois ra'ois hamara. It doesn't mention that they were seven. And then it says they ate eish sheva haparois yefois hamara v'abriois. L'chayra, it should have said seven. Either vateichalna sheva haparois rois, eish sheva haparois yefois mara, or vateichalna haparois rois, eish haparois yefois mara. Why does the pasuk chazer over that it was seven when it talks about the parois yefois mara, and doesn't chazer over that it was seven by the parois rois? You have the same exact thing regarding the shibolim. Vativlana hashibolim hadakois, is sheva hashibolim habriyos. Manovshach, either it's vativlana hashibolim adakos es hashibolim habriyos, or vativlana sheva hashibolim adakos es sheva hashibolim habriyos. So he said that maybe this is a remez to the fact that the hunger never lasted 7 years. So that's why the seven was true sheva haparos yifayis mara. The seven was true as sheva hashibolim habriyos vamaleyos. But as relates to the paros harois, as it relates to the shibolim adakos, it doesn't chazer over that it was seven. Why? Not because the tackle wasn't seven. It was only going to be 2 years. But this is this concept, this idea. As soon as Yaakov Avinu arrived, all of a sudden he's Megan. Suddenly he was able to protect everybody. Reb Shmuel Yankov used to always say over, I heard it from him once in his mouth, but from me piv kotshoy. But Reb Shmuel Yankov used to always say this, it's brought down in his svarim, that David HaMelech was mispalel, acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, oisa avakesh. It sounds a little bit redundant. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, Oysa Avakish. So he said that Esther Amalka said in the Megillah, Tinosein li nafshi b'sheilasi v'ami b'vakashasi. So the Vilna Gaon says, what's sheilem bakasha? He says, when a person asks for something personal, you want something personal for yourself, use the word sheila. If you're asking for a tzibur, if you're asking for an oilam, so then the word you use is the word bakasha. Esther said, Tinosein li nafshi b'sheilasi. For me, on a personal level, it's a sheila. But v'ami b'vakashasi. So Shmuel Yankov used to always touch, that David HaMelech wanted shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei lachzis benoyim Hashem ulevakir beicholei. He wanted to be able to sit and learn Torah. That's what he wanted. And David HaMelech understood that him learning Torah was for himself, but it wasn't just going to affect himself. It would affect everybody around him. So David HaMelech said, acha sho'alti me'etz Hashem. It's a bechin of tinosein li nafshi b'sheilosei. That's what I want. O be'oisa vakesh. It's ami b'vakashosei. It's a bechina of ami b'vakashasi. And Shmuel Yankiv used to say over a story, he said, Meiser Shehoya, there was a Meiser, the Reb Chaim was once traveling from Brisk to Petterburg. He had to go to Petterburg, there was a big asifas arabonim, and he was going to this asifas. He was on a train, and there was a yeshiva bacher that was on the train. So he went over to Reb Chaim, gave him Shalom Aleichem. Reb Chaim said, Van Kumter, Fufalte. So he told him he's going to Petterburg. And the reason he's going to Petterburg is he was just drafted into the army. And they're going to want him to have to go to the Gius. And it's obviously not a place for a yeshiva bach. He was going to risk his life. And he was told that there's a doctor that he can go to. And if he goes to this doctor, Fa'apudala, he's going to be able to get an Ishur. And like this, he's not going to have to be drafted. So Reb Chaim gave him chizik, he gave him a bracha, and Reb Chaim told him that if when you're there, you have a little bit of an issue, you know, maybe some obstacle is going to come your way, I'm going to this place, I'm going to be with the Rabbanan, come, ask for me, and I'll see if I can help you. Anyways, Reb Chaim shows up to the Asifa, and he's sitting together with all the Rabbanan, and all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. Who's there? There's a yeshiva bacher. So there was someone at the front, and he didn't want to let the yeshiva bacher come in. And finally, he's banging. He said that I met Reb Chaim Brisker earlier today, and Reb Chaim told me that if I have an issue, I should come to him, and I have an issue, I have to come to him. So he comes walking in, and he goes over to Reb Chaim, he whispers into his ear, and he tells Reb Chaim, you know, I showed up by this doctor, and I was told for 50 ruble, I'll be able to be masada the whole Indian. Well, it turns out it wasn't 50, it was fin of hinvit. I didn't get the right information, chab no 50. Doesn't know what to do. It's Reb Chaim, middle of the Asifa, and all the Rabbanim were there. He stops and he tells everybody, we have an issue. There's a bacher that's at risk of being drafted, and we have to put together 450 ruble. We have to make sure he has whatever he has. And there was a tumult on the Rabbanim. Some of them weren't happy. They said, I understand, we're dealing now with Tzorchei Tzibur, we're dealing with things that are Negeya, Gantz Klai, so how do you have a right to go ahead and stop this? So Reb Chaim turned to them and he said, to be matzel, one yeshiva bacher, from not having to go into the Gius, das ist euchet de Tzorah Chatzibur. He says, because the Torah of the bacher, the Torah of the Bnei Torah, that's what keeps the Tzibur going. It's not a bechina of a yachid, it's a bechina of a tzibur. When a person learns Torah, it's acha sha'alti, but it's oisa avakesh. And Reb Chaim understood the yeshiva's bacher's learning was a bechina of tinosein li nafshi b'sheilasi, but it was also ami b'vakashasi. This was margul b'pumi de Reb Shmuel Yankiv. He would say this come upon him throughout Chodesh El, all the years. This is what he would say. The vart, and he would tell through this maisa with Reb Chaim Briska. But that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, nistayich de kom magnus akulakra. Zok the Gemara. Rabroika chayzah. He used to often frequent the shuk in Lefet. Eliyahu used to also be there. So one time, Broika Chayza asks Eliyahu Anavi, tell me, is there anyone in the shuk that's a ben Olam Haba? He says, no, there's no one in the shuk right now that's going to Olam Haba. As they're talking, Eliyahu Anavi sees as a person, this person was wearing black shoes, and worse than wearing black shoes, he also wasn't wearing tzitzis. So Eliyahu tells Broika Chayza, ha, you see that person? Bar this person's a ben Olam Haba. So Rab Breaker Chayza sees a Ben Olam Haba. He has to know who he is. Rod Basre, he went around running after him. Amalei told him, "I uftech. Tell me, what do you do? Like, who are you?" Amalei, he told him, "Zilah idna. I can't talk to you right now. But tell him, Acher, you want? Come back tomorrow. We'll talk." Lamacher, the next day. Amalei, my uftech. What's your 9 to 5? Amalei, he told him, "Zandukna ana. I am a jail guard. And I make sure that the men and the women, they're kept separately. Not just that, I put my bed between the men and the women. Like this, there's no way that an aver is going to take place. If I ever see there's a Bas Yisrael that's incarcerated, and it looks like the Nachrim are looking at her, to do anything I can do to help her. One time there was a Naira Murasa. Do you have a Ben and the Nachrim were looking at her. Shakli durdaya de chamra. So I took wine, v'shadoi lo b'shifula, and I put it on her clothing. V'amri distanohi. I said she's a nida, and like this, they stayed away from her. Amale. So then Rav Breike Chayza asked them, my time, less lo chuti, why don't you wear tzitzis? And Viramis Masani Yuchmi, why are you wearing black shoes? Apparently that wasn't a good thing. Amale. So he told him, I don't know if afikna beni nachrin. Because I drezech between the nachrin, kehechi deloy ledu di Yehudayana. I'm undercover. It's a disguise. I have to make sure they don't know that I'm a yid. So why do I drezech with the nachrin? Because I'm an informant. If I ever hear that there's a gzera, there's something happening, I notify the rabbanon, ubo rachmi, and they daven. You realize that it wasn't coming from Kaychi Ba'itzim Yadi. But I notify the rabbanon. What did the rabbanon do? They daven. That's what they do. Umevatli l'gzera sayon, they're able to be mevatli l'gzera. Since then, my time, ki amin l'cha, ana, my uvdech, fa'amrit l'zilo, idna v'talamach. How come yesterday you couldn't have told this to me? I mean, it sounds like, why did you have to tell me to come? Amaliba, he shait the gozer gzera, because yesterday there was a gzera. I was dealing with a clear and present danger. Va'amina b'reisha ezav ashmalu l'rabbanon, v'l'bayi rachmi ala d'mil. So let me go quickly tell the rabbanon, I don't want them to lose at any time for being able to daven. Ada hachi v'hachi, as Rab Breike Chayza is talking to this fellow that Eliyahu HaNavi was made on, that he's a ben olam haba, also hanach treyach. These two brothers walked by. Amalei, he told them, hanach nami bnei almada asin in ol. Eliyahu HaNavi said, by the way, those two chevra, they're also bnei olam haba, also the gabayu. So Rab Breike Chayza goes running over to them. Amalehu, and he said, mayuv daichu, tell me, what do you do? Amalei, they said, inshi beduchi anan, we're funny people. We're batchanin, mavdechina natzivi, and when we see people that are down, ungesetzt, we make them freilach. Inami ki chazina bei trade islu tigra badai. Or if we see two people that are not getting along, tarchina, we try hard vavdina lushlama to make peace between the two of them. And because of the fact that we bring shalom between people, we make them besimcha, we lift them from this very, very negative place that they're in. That's who we are. And Eliyahu Navi was telling Rab Breike Chayza that it's for that reason that Bnei Olam Habas. Again, every Gemara here is mamish epic. But just one ha'ara, Rab Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas, is Mitzayin. He says, Ayin b'teres chayin, Sanhedrin daf peches amid beis, dibur amaschol, sholchu mitans. Rabbi Vega says, take a look in the teres chayim in Mesechtas Sanhedrin, daf peches amid beis. If you look in the teres chayim in Mesechtas Sanhedrin, daf peches amid beis, which ironically talks about Olam Haba, but it's right before Perek Chelek, which is the whole Perek, that talks about Olam Haba, but the Teres Chaim says that you find sometimes different Gemaras where the Gemara talks about he is a Ben Olam Haba, he's not a Ben Olam Haba, and really, Exhibit A is this Gemara right here, where the Gemara says that Rab Breike Chayza had a conversation with Eliyahu HaNavi. At the beginning of the conversation, there was no one in the whole shuk, right? Think of a shuk. There's a multitude of people there. There was no one in the shuk that it's a Ben Olam Haba. One person showed up, he was, and then two more people. But it sounds like it's very hard to merit a portion of Olam Haba. So afraid to Teres Chaim, how could that be? Everyone knows the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Olam Haba. Shenem Avamich Kulam Tzadikim. So is it Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Olam Haba? Or is it maybe one person in the shuk? So how does it reconcile with that idea? And Teres Chaim says the Yisoid. He says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Olam Haba. There's nothing to talk about. It's a Mishnah. It's the Aleph Beis of our Emunah. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. But at the same time, sometimes before a person merits to enter Olam Haba, he has to go through Gehenna, and he has to go through Chibut HaKever, and he has to be judged with Yisurim. There's different things that a person sometimes has to go through in Olam HaEmes before he merits to enter Olam Haba. Whenever Chazal talked about Yizeo ben Olam Haba, Muftach Lo Yishu ben Olam Haba, means he's going Yashar Yashar. He's going straight in. He's not going to have to stop over anywhere. And that's the Teres Chaim. The Reb Kiveger is Mitzayim here that he says that you have to say. Because really, you can't learn this Gemara without the Teres Chaim. Because from the Gemara, it sounds like that there are only select people that are going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Says the Teres Chaim, it's not true. Of course, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. What it means is, in terms of going straight into Olam Haba, that's already different. The truth is, Teres Chaim doesn't shtel this too, but it's a Mefurish HaToisfus. It's a Toisfus and a Sechtes Ksubis. It's in Perek HaNoisei, it's in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, it's in the famous Gemara where the Gemara talks about the Shas P'tirasa Shel Rebbe, the Yom Shemes Rebbe. And the Gemara says the day that Rebbe died, there was a baskel that came out and said that anybody that was present at the time of the P'tira Rebbe, Mezumin La Olam Haba. He's guaranteed that he's going to go to Olam Haba. Freik Taisa, very small Taisa. Temo. Vali Ko Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. Everyone has a Chelik in Olam Haba. Upirish Arav Rav Meir, called Hecha Da Omer Mezumin L'chayo Olam Haba, Hainu B'loy Din B'loy Yisum. Wherever it says Mezumin L'Olam Haba, it means B'loy Din B'loy Yisum. The reason why Kiveger Shtotzu the Teres Chaim and not Toises is that Teres Chaim himself proves it from this Gemara. Teres Chaim Shtotzu our Gemara, that's what Kiveger Shtotzu our the Teres Chaim. But really, the Yisoid of the Teres Chaim is based on a Toises, Mesechtes, Ksuvis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beisok, the Gemara Vaita. So we're going to return to a little bit of Halacha. So again, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing Kol Tzara Shaloi Tovei Al Atzibur and exactly what the reaction of the Rabbanim was. Tainis, Brachis, Masriyin, Shofar, Tfilois, all the different things. So the Mishnah said, Al Elu Masriyin B'chol Makim. There are certain things that Masriyin B'chol Makim. Meaning, if one area gets affected by this plague or whatever it is, Masriyin B'chol Makim. Anyone that hears about it, Shmur Kreva, Shmur Rechaika, everybody has to take upon themselves to start getting involved. Tanu Rabbanan, the price of that discusses this a little bit. Alashi Dafin Vali Yerokin. So these are things that affect Tfuah. Al Val Arba V'chasel, different types of locusts. Val Chayera, or if there's dangerous animals doing their thing. Rabbi Kiva said, Alashi Dafin Vali Yerokin V'chalshu, Feshidokin and Yerokin, even if it affects a kolshu of Tfuah, that would be enough of a reason to make a tainus. Arba V'chasel, as it relates to grasshoppers, as it relates to the locusts, even if there's only one wing, there's one grasshopper, masriyin aleim, that would be enough for you to do it. Meaning, not only are these things masriyin b'chol makom, as if to say, it doesn't matter where you are, but even if you see so little of it, that would be enough for us to go into motion. Va'al chay, Tanu Rabban and Abraisa, chay rosha amru, when the Mishnah says, chay ra, bizman shi meshulachas, it's only if it looks like the chay ra is being sent to cause problems. Meaning, you just see a chayera, right? Somebody's out in the wild. He's in a safari, and he sees an animal roaming. Well, yeah, that's what animals do in safaris, right? So it's only if it's mishulachas, miloshin shlichos, it looks like it's here for a particular reason. But otherwise, you don't have this halacha. Meaning, in a mishulachas, if it doesn't look like it was sent, in masrino leo, it's a mishulachas, veiza, it's a mishulachas. So the price is, what's an example of mishulachas? And what's an example of in a mishulachas? Nearest ba'ir, if you see it in the city, mishulachas. Besada in a mishulachas, right in the city. If it's walking down a major thoroughfare, then yeah, that's a problem. If you see it somewhere in the wild, not biyoyim. If you see it during the day, mishulachas, because the animals usually don't roam during the day. Balayla at night, in a mishulachas. Rasa shnei bnei adam v'ratzta acharei. Let's say an animal sees two people and starts running after the people. Mishulachas. It means it's being sent. Nichbas mipneim. If when the animal saw the people, it hid. In a mishulachas. Tarfa shnei bnei adam. What if the animal would grab two people, the achla echamim, and only eat one of them, mishulachas. Achla shneim, if he ate both, that's actually more usual. It's more normal, and a mishulachas, also lagan. What if the animal would climb up to a roof, the notla tinek me'arisa, and rachmana l'tzlan, take a baby out of its crib, mishulachas. That would be a sign that's a mishulachas. This is a long brisa that makes one general point and gives a whole bunch of different applications of it. The general point is that a chayra is a problem where it's mishulachas. If it's not mishulachas, not a problem. Then the Braisa goes on and gives different examples. The Gemara now is going to discuss the Braisa. Number one, Hagufa Kasha. We have a Kasha in this halacha. Amri, at the beginning of the Braisa, said, Nirasa bo'ir mishulachas. If you saw it in this city, it's mishulachas. Loishna b'yom loish malayla, and didn't say anything about day or night. V'hadar Amri, and then the next line was, b'yom mishulachas, b'layla and mishulachas. It sounds like it's only considered mishulachas during the day, not at night. So first it's mashma in the city, it doesn't matter day or night, and then it's mashma. No, only during the day. So the Gemara says like Gasha, Hachikam. This is the way you read the Braisa. Nearest the Ba'ir, if you saw it in the city, Banyoin, during the day, mishulachas. So in order for it to be mishulachas, you have to check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be in the city. Number two, it has to be during the day. Be'ir balaylo. What if you would see it in the city at night? Ain't a mishulachas. Inami, besada. Or if you saw it in the field, afilu bayoyim, ain't a mishulachas. Even if you'd see it again during the day, it wouldn't be mishulachas. In order for it to be mishulachas, it has to be unusual. Unusual means, number one, it's in the city. Number two, it's during the day. But at night in the city is actually not unusual, and the day in a field is also not unusual. The Bryson then said, Rasa shnei bnei adam, if the animal saw two people, v'rotz tacharein, ran after the people, mishulachas. Sounds like ha'oimedes and mishulachas. Meaning, what if the animal saw the two people, and it was oimedes, just stood straight? Sounds like you have nothing to worry about. It's only a problem if it runs after you. V'hadar admit, the next words, nichbeis mipneim, if it was hiding, ain't a mishulachas, then it's not a problem. Ha'oimedes, yeah, mishulachas. So which one is it? Running is an extreme. Hiding is the other extreme. What if it wasn't running, it wasn't hiding? What if it just standing in one place? So Mara says, like, Kasha, kam besada hasmucha la'agam, kam besada she'ena smucha la'adam. It depends where this happened. If the animal was smucha la'agam, it was close to its natural habitat, it's close to the area where it usually lives, then if it stands in one place, it's not considered unusual because he's comfortable being in one place. If, however, he's far from the agam, from where he lives, so then standing in one place actually is an unusual sign, it would be bad. That's when standing in one place would be a problem. Tarfa shnei bnei adam ke'echad. If the animal took two people, va'achla echad me'am, but only ate one, mishulachas, shneyem, if he ate both, ain't a mishulachas, then it's not mishulachas. Right, Gemara, how can you tell me that? So the animal chap two people, ate them both, in a mishulachas, but amrit afilu ratzta. We just said even if it's running after the person is mishulachas, this is doch bechlal masayim mana. Amr Rapapa, Rapapa said ki tani ahiba agma. No, this last halach is talking about where it wasn't in a sod, it wasn't in an ear, it was in the agam. The agam, just the mere fact that it's near, it's running after you, is in and of itself not a sign of anything. Gufa. Also, the gag, we mentioned that if the animal would climb up to a roof, the notlatinik me'arisa, and it would take a child out of its crib, mishulachas pshita. That sounds as mishulachas as it gets, right? Climbed on top of a roof. Amar Papa, kikuchi detzaydi. It's talking about it didn't climb to the roof of a house, but it climbed up the roof of a hut, like the hunters used to have their huts. So it went on top of a hut. The point is that's not so unusual, and as a result, it's not pshita. Meaning, that's the halacha, it is a mishulachas, but at the same time, pshita it's not. Al cheref. Mishnah said that if there's a cheref, meaning there are people yielding swords, going through a city, that's definitely a reason to go into motion. Tana Rabbanan and a Braisa that's going to elaborate on this. And another well-known Gemara, Cherev Sha'amru, Einu Tzarech Loi Mecherev She'enu Shal Shalom. But the Mishnah says that if there's a Cherev, there are people walking around yielding swords, you have to start fasting. It's Pashit. Einu Tzarech Loi Man. It goes without say that if they're literally looking to harm people, a pogrom, for example, that's pasha, right? That's obvious. If it's a cherev she'eni shel shalom, the mission wouldn't even have to say that. El afilu cherev shel shalom. Even if it's a cherev shel shalom, people are walking around with swords, but it's a peaceful march. She'ein lo cherev shel shalom yoisem miparinche. Because there's no greater example of a cherev shel shalom than the story of parinchei. Afal Pikein, Melech Yeshio was Nichshol in that story. So what exactly happened? Shenemar, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Pasuk's in Divrei Hayom and Beis. It says, Vayishlach Elav Malachim Lemer. So the Malachim that sent, that came as Shluchim to Melech Yeshio. He said, Ma'li V'loch Melech Yehuda, Lo Yolecha Ato Hayoyim, Ki El Beis Melchamte. I want to go fight a war. So Maisa Shehoya Parai, he was the king of Egypt, of course, and he wants to go through Eretz Yisrael because he wants to fight against Assyria. They're to the north of Eretz Yisrael. So Mitzrayim, Egypt's to the south of Eretz Yisrael, and this is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. They want to go through the land. So Yeshio wasn't so into it. So he sent Shluchim, Vayishlach Elav Malachim. He says, what's the big deal? Kiel Beis Melchamti, I'm just going to fight a war. We just want to walk through. Ve'elikim, ve'elihim, Omer Levahaleini, don't worry, I'm following my Avodah Zarah, who's telling me what to do. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do anything to you. Says the Gemara, my Elohim Asher Imi, Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu Avodah Zarah. He was referring to his Avodah Zarah. Amar says, Yo, Melech, after he gets this request, said, if he's involved in his Avodah Zarah, I know he's vulnerable right now. So instead of Yeshio HaMelech saying that just go peacefully, instead what he did was is he decided that he's going to take an opportunity right now and he's going to fight against them. And that's what ended up happening because he felt comfortable. The Pasuk says, Vayoyru hayoyru l'melech yeshio, Vayoymer hamelech lavodov haviruni ki hachalesi moid. What ended up happening is there ended up being a fight and the yoyrim, the archers, ended up throwing arrows at Yeshio HaMelech, and as a result, Yeshio HaMelech ends up Rachmanu Litzlan dying. And the Pasuk says, Ki hechalesi miyoyt. So the Bach takes out the next four words. Amar Rav Yehuda Marab, what does it mean? Hechalesi miyoyt, melamit she'asa kol gufi v'kivra. His entire body turned into a sieve. Amar Rav Shmuel Rachmini, Amar Rav Yonasan. Nena she'eshiyo. Why did Yeshio? Why did this happen to him? What did he deserve to get this punishment? Yeshio was a great tzaddik. Bnei she'hoyo lo'i mimolech v'yomiyo v'lei nimlach. Because before he took matters into his own hand to decide what to do with Pari's request, he should have gone to Yirmiyo. My darish, what was his drasha? It says, Sava Baratzachem, that there's going to be no cherev that's going to ever cross, go through the city. My cherev, Ile, my cherev, Shein Shal Shalom. Does the pasuk mean to say that there'll never be a cherev Shein Shal Shalom, meaning there's going to be no wars? V'ksiv v'nasati shalom v'aretz, we know that already. If the pasuk says v'nasati shalom v'aretz, we know there's not going to be a war. Ela filu cherev Shal Shalom, even a cherev Shal Shalom is not going to go through the city. See, Yeshio felt that a cherev Shal Shalom is not supposed to go through the city. And it was like a haftacha, which in his mind meant that if he's going to fight now with Paray, everything is going to work out well. Now it didn't. Obviously he made a mistake. What was his mistake? He didn't know. His dar wasn't on the madrega for him to be able to have the pasik of an asati shalom ba'aretz, and as a result, that's why it didn't play out. Gemara says, so again, they killed Yeshio HaMelech. Yeshio HaMelech is lying on the ground, and as his neshama is leaving his guf, Chazir Miyo, Sifvase de Kamerachshin, he saw his lips were moving. Amar, he said, Shemichas v'shom emilsad loy mahagdim. Maybe Mamish now, on his deathbed, he's saying something that he shouldn't say. Amar, Agav Tzare, right? Maybe because of all the tzare that he's in. Gochin, so he bent down to Yirmiyo, v'shomeh, and he listened, and he heard the komatztik alei adin anafshe, that Yeshio HaMelech was being matztik asadin. Amar, he said, Sadeku Hashem, Kifiu Mariso. Pasach Aleh, Ayishaita. So Yirmiyo said, Ruach HaPeinu, Mashiach Hashem. And if the story sounds familiar, this is one of the kinnis that we say in Tisha B'Av, the Ptira of Yeshio HaMelech. This is the rest of the story. This is what the Gemara tells right here. We're going to go fight him. Ma'isa v'yardu skenim mi'Yerushalayim la'reim. There was a story that the skenim once spread the word. They left Yerushalayim and they went to all the different cities. And the reason was, they were goys, they wanted to be goys of Tainus, al shenira kimloi tanur shidofen ba'ashkelon. There was a tanner's worth of shidofen, of tfuah, that had gotten ruined in Ashkelon, and they felt that was a reason, it was a cause, that all yidden b'chol mekoy meshehen, they have to fast. Amrar ulam yishom iboilu, kimloi tanur tfuah, idoma kimloi tanur pas. So it sounds like, this is what the Gemara thinks right now, we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to tweak this, but for now, it sounds like the tanner was filled with tefuah. So the question was, it was a tanner's, not the tanner was filled, it was a tanner's amount of this tefuah that was ruined. So the question was it the amount of tefuah that you would need to fill up the tanner? Idoma kemloi tanner pas. If you would take the tefuah, you would make pas, you would have enough pas to fill up the tanner. So it's a technical question. But the question is, was there tefuah to fill up a tanner? Or was there tefuah to make pas where the pas would fill up the tanner? Tashma kimloi pi tanner. I've arrived from a brisa. Because the gears of the Mishnah, the right gears of the Mishnah is kimloi tanner. Right? Iboilu. Kimloi tanner tfua or kimloi tanner pas. The brisa adds one word. Kimloi pi tanner. If you look in the Mishnah on Daf Yotesam and Aleph, the gears of the Mishnah actually is kimloi pi tanner. But based on the way the Gemara goes through this, it would seem that the right gears of the Mishnah is not to have the word pi. Pi was put there because that's the Maskona Sagamara, but really it's Kimloi Taner. Thus, the Mishnah is written Belashim Ktsaris, it's a little bit unclear. The Brisa has one word P, and P somehow answers that. How does P answer that? Because you can't put Tfua by the P of a Taner. P means the entrance of the Taner, the opening. So if you think of it as a, like think of a big barrel, if you're going to put Tfua, it's going to fall in. You put Pas, Pas is more solid, the Pas maybe can stand on top. Either way, from the fact that it says Kimloi pi, you're covering the mouth must be pas, so we know it's pas, it's not the actual tfuah. Vadayinti boilu, but okay, there's still something we can clarify. Kikisua de tanur doesn't mean the amount that you would need to cover it. Idoma ki dara de rifta de hadale lapuma de tanur. So Rashi has two pshatim what that means. One pshat Rashi says is if you would stack up pas from the floor all the way to the top, it would cover the top. This is just like enough to, like a seal, like a cover on top, one thin layer, or you have to stack it from the bottom, and the Gemara says, take over. Oy gazru tainis. Al sha'achlu ze'evin. The Mishnah said they were goyze tainis because of the fact that there were ze'evim, and these ze'evim ate shnei tinoikis be'evra yardin. They ate two children in Evra Yadim. Rabbi Yossi said, Loy al sha'achlu el al shenero. They never ate these children. They were simply seen, and that was enough to be goyze tainis. Amar ulu mishum rab shimon ben yoitzal. Maisel, there was a story, bolu ze'evim shnei tinoikis. Where ze'evim swallow two children, v'hikiyum derech beis harei. And then a few days later, so these tinoikis, they left the guf of the ze'evim. Uba maisel of nechachamim. The story came to the chachamim, and the chachamim paskin from a tumah and tahira perspective. Vetiro es habasar. They were metayer the basar. They said the basar is tahar. Why? Because even though basar of a mace is tame, but once it goes through the digestive system of the wolf, it's not considered basar anymore. But timos atzamas, but the bones don't really get digested, and as a result, the bones were still considered tame. Al elu masriim b'shabbes. And then the Mishnah said the following are reasons that we would be masri even on Shabbos. Al ir sheikifu a nachrim, a city that was surrounded by nachrim, or a nahar that looks like it's threatening to hurt a city. Al sfina b'terefes bayam. There's a sfina that's out at sea. Rabbi Yossi said that when we say masriim, it's only le'ezri. Let it call out for help. V'loy le'tza'aka. Then the Mishnah said, Shimon Atimani said, afal adever. You could also be masriya for dever. V'loy le'chachonim. The chonim weren't moida. So the Gemara is going to clarify that part of the Mishnah. Tana Rabban. Ir shekifu nachrim. The city that was surrounded by nachrim. Oy nahar, or it's surrounded by a river. The echad sfina b'terefes bayam. Or there's a sfina that's out at sea. The echad yachid shenirdaf mipnei nachrim. Or there's a yachid that's being chased by nachrim. Or mipnei listim, or listim, robbers are chasing him. Or mipnei ruach ra. Or there's a person that's being affected by a ruach ra, an evil spirit, al kula. Regarding all these things, yachid rashay l'saga v'asim mitanis. If a yachid wants, he's allowed to torture himself, he's allowed to make himself uncomfortable, he's allowed to fast. Rabbi Yossi says, ein ha-yachid rashay l'saga v'asim mitanis. A yachid is, no, you're not a hefkerel. A person doesn't have a right to do whatever he wants. A person can't just go ahead and be masagiv himself with tainus. Why? Because you may get sick and you're going to have to come onto the brios. How do you know the brios are going to have rachmanos on you? Therefore, you can't just put yourself in such a state. My time with Rabbi Yossi. What's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi? Tichsiv ayihi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. Neshama shenasati b'cha, the neshama that I gave you, ha'chayeha. You have to do everything you need to do to make sure that your neshama stays healthy. So the Gemara seems to bring a machlokes tanaim, whether a person's allowed to fast or a person's not allowed to fast. Al kulon, any one of these tsaras, if a yachid wants to take upon himself sigufim, he's allowed to. Rabbi Yossi, he said, ein ha'yachid, rashoy l'sagim v'sasim b'tainas. Yachid can't just stop fasting. Why? Because you can end up coming onto the bris. Maybe they're not going to be there for you. You can't do it. So Taisus says that at first glance, this machloikis sounds eerily similar to a machloikis that we had earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Aleph. We had a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Loza. Klayoyshe betainis, nikra chayte, nikra kaddish, nikra chasid. Something more had different, but it was a major machloikis amayiran. So Frey Taisus, I understand. On Daf Yud Aleph, it was a machloikis amayiran. And here it's a machloikis tanon. How could it be that amayiran, Shmuel, Rabbi Loz, and Reish Lakish are arguing in the same thing that Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are arguing. So Tosfos says, you have to say it's not the same machloikis. So Tosfos, venerally, the hani tanoi loy pligi, behod amayri hani amayroi bepirkin de le'il, im nikri choyte ya nikri kodesh v'chul. Do amayroim, namayroim earlier, pligi b'matzi l'tzure nafshi. They were arguing where someone is able to handle it. He can handle. He's tough enough to be able to handle it. The hani tanoi pligi b'deloi matzi l'tzure nafshi. So it's two separate machloikis. This machloikis is where the person can't handle it. If the person can't handle it, so then you have a shittas Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to do it. But what if the person could handle it? Then for sure you would think maybe it's okay. That's the machlokes amayiran. That's already a whole different shayla. Shimon Atimani, Oimer Afala Dever v'chul. Shimon Atimani said that you're allowed to be masriya on Dever. That was a little bit unclear in the Mishnah. Was Shimon HaTimani saying that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to be masriya for a dever? Don't do it on Shabbos. For sure, during the week. For whatever reason, you're never masriya for a dever. Tashma, the Tanya. Masriya and ala dever b'Shabbos. The ain't tzarech loy me'bechol. You can do it on Shabbos. And you certainly can do it on Chol. This is the Shita of Shimon HaTimani. Clearly, Rab Chanan Bar Pitum, Talmidei Shal Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Masriyin Al Hadever Kol Ikur. So you see clearly, not only don't you do it on Shabbos, you don't do it during the week either. Al Kol Tzara Shalei Tavay Al Hatzibur V'chulu. Tan Rabbanon. Al Kol Tzara Shalei Tavay Al Hatzibur Masriyin Aleh. To any Tzara that comes to the Tzibur with Masriyin, Chutz Meiroiv Kshanim. With the exception of too much rain. My time, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lafisha emes pala roiv taiva." You don't daven for Hashem to stop giving you shefa. It's just not something that you do. And by the way, it's a little bit of a chiddush because too much rain can cause inconveniences, right? Otherwise, what would be the havamina to daven for it? It doesn't matter. Emes pala roiv taiva. You don't daven to something that's very good. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, nine shemes pala roiv taiva. Rabbi Yochanan said, "How do I know that?" Shenemar. The pasuk says, "Heviu es kol meiser al beisa oitzer," and it says, "Vari koisi lechem bracha ad b'lidai." My ad b'lidai. I'm a Rami bar Rav Yud. So you see, there's a concept that you're gonna, it's going to be so much good, you're going to be saying enough, 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 and you're your lips are going to be worn out. But the bottom line is you don't daven. You don't daven for Hashem to stop Rav Toiva, even if there's too much rain. I mean, the whole theme of Masechtas Tainis has really been, what happens if it doesn't rain? It did rain, it didn't rain. Mashav Ruach, for saying Talamot Levracha, first three fasts, the last seven fasts, etc. Too much rain, that's already a whole different deal. That, we're never going to fast. Begoyla, stating that, you have to read the fine print. Begoyla Masrin Aleh. In Golos, which in the times of the Gemara meant in Bavel, if there was too much rain, Masrin, they could have a Yoyma Tainis, because it's raining too much. What's Pashup Shat? What's the reason for it? So Rashi says, Bavel Shehi B'Metzula. Because Bavel was geographically lower than Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, if it would rain too much, it could be very, very dangerous. In fact, Tanya Namihachi, there's a Braisa that supports the Halacha, and a Braisa that brings out the point. Shana Shegishamea Meruba. A year where there was too much rain. Anshei Mishmar. The Anshei Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash, Shoilchen La'anshei Maimed. They were sent to their counterparts, the Anshei Maimed. We'll see more about them in the next parak. In Bavel, Tnuei Nechem Ba'acheichem Shebegoyim. Be careful, look at all the Yidden in Bavel. Shlo Yehei Bateyem Kivreyem. Make sure their houses don't turn into their kvarim, Rachmona Letzlan. But the point is that too much rain can end up turning into flooding, and it could be a problem. It could actually be very dangerous. And you see, it's for that reason that even though Ein Mispalon Al Rav Kshamim, but above all, Mispalon Sholos Rabbi Liaz. They asked Rabbi Liaz, "At Heichem Kshamim Yarden, V'Yispalon Shnlo Yarden." Meaning, how much rain? Is there ever a time that you could start davening that it should stop? Amal Emsi told him, "I'll tell you. Yeah, there is a shit. You want to know when you could start davening, stop the rain? If a person is standing in Keren Eiffel, the Gemara will say what that is, but for now it was a very, very high place. And his feet are going to be drowning in water. So basically you're on the top of Mount Everest and your mom is, you're drowning in water because there's so much water coming up. Meaning, he was trying to tell him that it's not negay. It's never going to happen. I mean, if that happens, then yeah. We learned in the Braisa, the Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that your feet are going to be, but your hands. No, something Gemara raglov ki yadov kamini. Your feet will be like your hands, but it's the same difference. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchan, Ludi Chazi li Keren Eiffel. By the way, he said, you know, Rabbi Eliezer used Keren Eiffel as his mashal. Must have been a very high point. He said, I once saw Keren Eiffel. Right, Rabbi Bar Barchan, he saw a lot of these things. The Gemara's in Baba Basra. So Rabbi Barchan said, I once saw Keren Eiffel. The Kamahu Taya, there was a Taya who was there. Ki Rochiv Gamla, he was riding a camel, the Nakid Rumcha, and he was holding a very tall spear, Biyade, Mischasni Iniva, and he looked tiny. He mamish looked like an Iniva, and the point is, he looked very, very small. It's so high that I looked up on top of this mountain, he looked mamish tiny. Tanu Rabbanu, Nesati Gishmeichem Be'ita. The bracha, one of the brachas is V'nasati nishmeichem be'itam v'nasna aretz yavula v'etz asada yitein peria. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Nasati gishmeichem be'itam loishi kaira. It's not going to be shikr. What do you mean shikr with rain? It's not going to be too much rain. The light's a may. You're not going to be thirsty. You're not going to have too little rain. Elabayin beininess. Nasati gishmeichem be'itam means it's going to be the right amount. Shekhoz man shakshamim merubim. Because if when there's too much rain, metashashin as aretz, it affects the land. Ve'inim etziya peris. And it's not even good for the land to be able to produce. Dover acher be'itam another b'shap. B'leili revi'ois u'b'leili shabasis. Leili revi'ois means Tuesday night, the eve of Hayoyim Reviyah B'Shavus, and Leili Shnabasis means Friday night. She came at Sinu Bimei Shimon Shatach. In the times of Shimon and Shatach, Shiyardu Leng Shom B'Leili Reviyah B'Leili Shabasis, that's when it used to rain. Achenasu Chitim Kikloyos. All the Chitim were like Kloyos, like kidneys. Usa'oyrim Kigarine Zaysin. V'Adashim Kidinrei Zav. Everything grew unbelievably well. So if it rains on Tuesday night, on Friday night, that's when it means V'Nasati Gishmeichem V'Itam. V'Tsaru Mehem Dugma L'Dairis. And they kept a Dugma L'Dairis, right? They hid. Rashi says, Kashru V'Otsru. They stored away. So the Yidden should understand that we do Averis, and because we do Averis, things are not the way they should be. So take a look at what things were like when it was Shanim Kitikunam, in the times of Shimon ben Shetach. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Avoynoiseichem hitu eile, v'chatoiseichem manu hatoiv mikhem. So the chaton, the manu hatoiv, it causes a person not to have the toiv. Chem atzid b'mei hordes, you find the terms of hordes, hayo oiskim v'vinyi beis hamikdash, they were being oisik in the beis hamikdash, v'yardig shomim b'layla. It would rain at night, l'macha, the next day, noshva haruach, v'nespazru ha'ovim, v'zorcha ha'chamo, and everything was clear, v'yatsu am l'malachtam. They were able to do malacha. They knew they were doing malacha shemaim. So the Gemara throws in here at the end of this daf, Shimon ben Shetach, the time that he lived, which ties in a little to the Chanukah story. And then immediately after, we throw in Hordas. And it sounds like when the Yidden were working on Binyan Hordas, it was like a very good thing. They had a tremendous Siyata Deshmaya. In fact, the Gemara says, Kol Shalei Rab Binyan Hordas, Lei Rab Binyan Mefur Miyamav. He never saw a beautiful building. Then again, Chazal also talk about Hordas and some of the things that were going on at that time. The Inkamakai.